Okay, we'll get started for the last session.
好，我们现在开始今天课程的最后一个阶段。
Usually on these Sunday sessions, we have about another 10-minute session at the end because we don't quite get up to usually 4 o'clock or now 5 o'clock. But I think what we'll do today, we'll just finish off as soon as we've run out of 40 minutes of Zoom time.
好，我们一般来讲礼拜天的课可能会开到第四个阶段，但是第四阶段只有十分钟，所以我们今天就不做那第四阶段了，我们就在今天第三阶段四十分钟后结束。
Yeah, that means it gives an extra 10 minutes after you've finished to maybe meditate on the things you've been learning and praying for each other, I guess.
那希望呢，那最后的多出来的十分钟，我们每一个人呢都自己啊可以默想，然后也可以为自己或其他的人祷告。
Just before we finished off, we got cut off a bit short on the last session. I was just mentioning about the tribe of Dan.
好，我们刚才在结束前呢，刚好讲到这个，就是犹太的第五支派 Dan.
Because remember in the Revelation, in the book of Revelation chapter 7, it's mentioning about the 144,000 or the martyrs. We call them tribulational martyrs.
Martyrs.
Martyrs, the people that die for the cause.
那我们要特别讲到这个，就是在启示录第七章哈，提到说，在这个七年的这个悲惨世界哈的那七年中呢，将会有144,000个所谓牺牲者，是会有144,000个烈士。
The word martyr in English, so M-A-R-T-Y-R, is actually from the Greek word martyrion.So it comes directly out of the Greek word, and martyrion, as used in the Bible, means witness. That's the meaning of the word martyr.
其实呢，这个字被翻成烈士啊，但是它这个字其实原来是来自于希腊文，好的一个所谓的见证者这个字。
Yeah, so these 144,000 are going to be commissioned by God to go out and spread the good news. They're going to be teaching the gospel during the seven-year tribulation.
这十四万四千个呢会因着神的这个等于说受印，让他们可以呢为传福音而牺牲。
And that's because there's going to be no church believers left. There's no Christian church during this tribulation. So it's like, well, who's going to be evangelized now? Well, these people are going to be commissioned by God to evangelize.
因为在大家可能之前如果有上到这一堂课的哈，都会了解，就是当我们所有的基督徒被提走的那一个时候，就所有的在教会时代信基督的人都会被提。那提走了之后，那谁还会留在这地上？那七年的这个悲惨的时代哈，那七年的时候呢，是谁还会留在地上？为神而发言呢？那就是这一些人。
It's going to be 12,000 from the 12 tribes.
十二个支派的犹太人，每一个支派会有12,000人。
Okay, and all up, that adds up to 12,000 times 12, so that's 144,000 martyrs.
好，所以十二万人，一万二的人乘以十二个支派，共有144,000个烈士。
Now, as you can see on the chart that's on the board, there's actually 13 tribes. Because remember, Joseph doesn't count as a tribe. He had the two tribes from his sons, Manasseh and Ephraim.
而在这个图上，图表上，你看到一共总共算是有13个支派。那为什么会只剩下12个支派会有12,000的人要成为烈士呢？
Yeah, and you can go to Revelation chapter 7 and there's no mention of the tribe of Dan.
所以你从这个启示录的第七章你会看到呢，诶，这十三个支派里面呢却没有但这个支派在所谓的烈士的，没有指名为烈士的支派。
Yeah, and actually, just out of note, on that list, that same list that you see, Ephraim is not mentioned, but he's called Joseph instead. So you just have to remember that. But otherwise, there's still 12 tribes, but Dan is missing.
当然啦，在这个启示录里面讲的十二个支派里面呢，约瑟的两个儿子的支派有一个后来被直接称为约瑟支派。
Yeah, it says Joseph and Manasseh, but it still adds up to 12.
所以总共十二个里面，就是等于十三减掉了 Dan 这个支派，就是第五个儿子的这个支派，然后就总计是十二个支派。
Now, you might be able to find something different and you can tell me, but as far as my research goes, I can't find anybody significant from the tribe of Dan. So usually in the Bible, as you look through the Old Testament, usually every tribe at least is going to be represented by some fairly great believer.
就是说很有趣的事情哦，就是听说他，如果你有发现跟他发现不一样的话，因为他研究了半天，这个整个十三个支派里面哦，每一个支派几乎都会出现几个非常伟大的信徒，但是呢，就是但这个 Dan 这个里面就是没有非常了不起的信徒。
I think the best remark that I can find from anybody from Dan was that from the tribe of Dan, you had one of the craftsmen that was involved in building the tabernacle. Let's just say there was this sort of artist which came from Dan and he was helping to build the big tent.
在唯一可能提到这个 Dan 这个支派里面的有一个还可以被记录下来的人，是一个还蛮会盖这个帐幕的会幕的一个工匠。
But really, there's nothing good said about the tribe of Dan. In fact, there's a lot of remarks made about the bad things that they did, which was mainly idolatry.
而这个 Dan 这个支派呢，几乎好像没其他没什么好事被记录，但是却常常被记录说他们是偶像崇拜很严重的一个支派。
Yes, so it's like a cursing on them or a punishment for them. You're not going to be involved in the tribulation.
所以呢，这对于但这个支派来讲，就好像是对他们的一个诅咒一样，就是你们将不会在成为在这个悲惨的时代那七年时代里面不会成为是很好的传教者。
And also, it's just possible during the tribulation that there's no one from the tribe of Dan worthy of serving the Lord.
也就是说，在但这个支派里面，哈，根本就没有机会将来可以当耶稣再来的时候可以服侍神。
Okay, anyway, so you just have to take note of that. That sometimes when you talk about the 12 tribes of Israel, really, sometimes we could be talking about 13 tribes, or it depends on how it's described. So the number changes a little bit.
所以我们这一段课程的说明就是要让我们知道说在未来你读圣经的时候，有时候看到12支派，有时候看到13支派，那有时候12支派讲的是这些，有时候讲的是那些，好，让我们现在今天就比较清楚了。
Okay, but again, the important tribe regarding the Savior and the Messiah is going to be through the line of Judah. And so God's giving his promises to Judah as well. You know, from your seed will come the Savior and the Messiah.
而最重要的就是说，从这些支派中呢，真正将会有一个弥赛亚的子嗣出现的呢，是犹大支派。
Okay, now I want to look at this concept here because Jesus Christ himself is going to make a statement.And even God says this from heaven. He says, I am the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. It's a very important statement for the Jewish people.
而我们在圣经中常常会看到一个 很常出现的一段话。那这段话就是说，我是亚伯拉罕、以撒跟雅各的神。
So what we need to do at this point of our study, we're going to bring two major concepts together. And one is the name Jehovah and how that's represented.
那我们现在要来谈一谈 这句话里面、哦、所代表的一些很重要的意义。第一个是谈到这个约和华。
And the other is the concept that Jesus Christ is the fulfillment of God saying, I am the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob.This is relating to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the Lord.
然后呢，另外一个概念呢，就是呢，耶稣基督呢，他代表的就是神，就是主。
Okay, so when Jesus Christ, eventually he's going to come and really announce that he is the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob.
而他呢，其实呢，就是在成就这个神是亚伯拉罕、以撒跟雅各的神。的这个整个概念的人。
Now, this isn't going to be a complete study, but I'll be able to give you enough information, so hopefully you can see how those two concepts are going to come together.
而这两个很重要的概念呢，将会是接下来我们要去把它合并在一起来讨论的很重要的一个课题。
Yeah. Now, again, really, you know, if you're going to study it properly, you could spend a month talking about the name Jehovah, and then you can spend another month looking at the...What we're doing about Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. But we'll go through it probably fairly quickly, I think.
就是如果要做很严格的讨论的话呢，其实这两个话题可以谈好几个月。 好，那我们待会会用比较快的方法让大家了解，就是约和华神的名的概念，跟亚伯拉罕、以撒跟雅各的神，好的这个完整的概念之间的关系。
Yeah, and it'll give you a basis, like for future studies when we are talking about these subjects as well.
所以我们所提供的资讯呢，是让我们有一个基础，在将来我们在谈到这两件事情的时候，我们比较快就可能理解。
Okay, so first we're going to look at the origins of Jehovah. This is the name that we say in English.
好，我们现在来看的第一个题目呢，就是约和华他的这个词，这个名字的来源。
Now you see the name Jehovah often mentioned with God as well. Like right from Genesis chapter 1, we see that the two words in the Hebrew, you have what the Jehovah name is, and then the word Elohim. Elohim means God. And right from Genesis chapter 1, you see these two things together. Usually they say the Lord God.
好，我们从这个创世纪第一章啊，你就会看到约和华，好的这个希伯来文的字，跟神，就我们的主的这个字其实是同时都在一起出现的。
Yeah, and so often how you see it, actually, if you're reading an English Bible, you know, you have the word Yehovah, so that's Jehovah, and then this would be with the word Elohim, but Jehovah, often they would write it in capital letters in English, Lord. So if you see the word Lord in English, L-O-R-D, in capital letters, it's referring to this in the Hebrew, Jehovah.
大家看到上面的这个字啊，是 Jehovah 字，是约和华的希伯来文的写法。而在翻译成英文的圣经的时候呢，大部分就会把它翻成 L-O-R-D， 这个是主，就我们在讲的主啊，但它会把它全部每一个字母都用大写来写。
Yeah, though some Bibles they will try to, we say transliterate it, which means to bring out the sounds.So some might say Jehovah, and then some might say Yahweh, I guess.
那有一些圣经呢，他们就用这个音译法来做这个翻译。那这音译法呢，他就会用 Jehovah， 就是把那个声音用英文的拼音来拼出来。那也有一些人会 Yahweh， 就是 Y-A-W-E-H 来写。
Now the reason they translate these very differently.You think, well, Jehovah and Yahweh looks really different, and they're trying to get it from these four letters here, is because the Hebrew, they don't have the vowels. So in Hebrew, they only write with the consonants. So you don't actually know what the vowel sounds are.
You don't know.
We don't know. So it's really like, so this is a yod, so really that's a Y, and then you have a H as a hair, and then you have a W from the vav, and then you have a H. So when you're looking at this, you don't know how to pronounce it, right?So they have to guess.
因为希伯来文呢是一种很特别的书写文字，就他们在书写下来的时候是没有所谓的母音的。如果是直接来把这个翻译的话，哈，就是把希伯来文翻成英文拼音的话，就只是最上面的那个 Y H W H。所以你看到一大堆子音，你是没办法发音出来的。
And also, see, you have the vav in here, but some people pronounce it with a W sound and others with a V, even amongst the Hebrew scholars themselves. They're really not sure how they used to pronounce it thousands of years ago.
而且这个像这个希伯来文中间那一竖哈，他有些人呢，即使是希伯来文的学者，他有的把它发成 W 的感觉，有些人把它发成 V 的感觉，所以其实也很难讲。
Okay, so that's why you have the differences.
所以呢，他们就会变成，如果是以音译法的话，就会有下面两种写法。那就是为什么会变 Jehovah 或者是 Yahweh， 其实是同样的，都是从希伯来文的这个所谓的耶和华这个字翻过来的。
You have to remember, Jews themselves do not pronounce this word. They're forbidden in their Jewish religion to pronounce the word. That's why people don't know how to say it as well.
更重要一件事情是呢，这些犹太人呢，他们是不能念出神的名字的，所以这个字基本上他们永远不会把它念出来，所以你就更不知道该怎么念了，因为他们根本就不念的。
That comes out as the second commandment, I think it is. It says, oh no, the third commandment from Moses, you shall not use the Lord's name in vain.There's actually a law, you know, you have the Ten Commandments. I think it must be the third commandment. It says you shall not use the Lord's name improperly.
而且呢，这个不念出神的名字的，其实在摩西的十诫里面的第三诫就已经讲说你不应该要把神的名字念出来。
And because the Jews were so scared of Jehovah, I guess, they didn't want to break any of the rules. They tried not to. And they just thought, well, the easiest way to follow that rule is just not say it at all. So we'll just keep our mouths shut. We won't say the name in any circumstance.
而犹太人其实是非常惧怕神的，所以他们听到这个十诫里，就是摩西有这样搬出这样的谕令，他们是绝对不可能去违背的，所以他们所有的犹太人都不会讲出神的名来。
And even the word God, even when writing, if you see a letter, if you get a letter from a Jewish person, for example, or you see them writing in a newspaper, they don't write the word God when they're talking about God. They will write, if they're writing in English, they write it like this.
而且呢，很有趣的是，犹太人他们现在的现代的犹太人，他们如果写信给你，因为他为了要跟你用英语沟通，所以他讲神的时候 ，God 的 O 都不敢拼出来，他们就写 G-D.
Of course, they've just been religious. We can say the name God and we can say the word Lord because I really believe that we have a good relationship with the Lord. We're not ashamed or we're not afraid to say the name.
而这个事情呢，就是这些犹太人的做法其实是非常属于宗教性的，因为现在以我们基督徒来讲，我们跟神的关系是绝对是那么的好，我们根本不会需要觉得说他的名是一个会羞愧的，或者是说我们说他的名时候会害怕的，我们没有这个问题，所以我们完全是可以讲神的名的。
And that's because our relationship with the Lord is based on grace and love and freedom.Really, whereas these people are trying to base their relationship with the Lord on religion, which makes people very scared.
这个呢，是因为我们跟神的关系是因着恩典、因着爱以及自由而跟神有非常好的关系。但这些犹太人他们的旧有的一个思想，他们完全是站在一个宗教的角度上在管理他们跟神的关系。
You see this with religious people. Sometimes common sense, we say, goes out the window. They don't have any common sense. I mean, why can't you write the word God, G-O-D? But from their point of view, they just can't do it because they're scared that God will attack them. I guess.
就是从现在的角度来看，你会觉得这个犹太人为什么不敢讲 G-O-D, God, 哦，那个 O 都不敢拼出来呢？你会很难理解。但是因为从他们的历史的角度上面，他们就是非常非常的害怕神。
Now that doesn't mean to say that for us this word Jehovah or God is very holy. We need to respect that name.
但是我们还是一样了解这个神或者是约和华这个名字对我们来讲是神圣的，我们一定是需要非常的敬重这个名称。
Now we need to be very careful how we use it. I mean, you have to use it with respect, of course.
而所以呢，我们在用这个神的名字的时候，我们必须是要带着一个尊敬的。
Okay, now I'll give you the origins of the name and how the name Jehovah came to us. We're given an explanation really in Exodus chapter 3 verses 14 and 15.
出埃及记第三章十四十五节里面呢，就有很清楚的把约和华的这个名字是怎么来的告诉我们。
Now when scholars are talking about this word, it's often referred to as the tetragrammaton. Tetra means four and grammaton means letters from the Greek actually.So you have four letters, the yod and two hays and a vav in the middle.
所以在这个出埃及记里面提到的约和华的这个名字呢，基本上是四个字母，他把它当作就是我们刚刚讲的 YHWH, right?
Yeah, that's right.
就是以四个字母来称。
But this term, tetragrammaton, it just means four letters. And the word is unspoken by Jews. Now the Jews will often refer to the word as Adonai, just like we say Lord, because the word Adonai,In Hebrew means Lord.
所以呢，这个名字呢，对犹太人来讲是讲不出来的一个名字。好，它的其实它的真正的意思就是主。
Yeah, so you see this word Adonai used not just talking about Jesus Christ, but like a servant talking to his master. There's one point Sarah calls Abraham Lord. In Hebrew, it comes out as Adonai.
好，这个字呢 ，Adonai 的，它的意思就是主的意思呢。它其实不只是代表的是我们耶稣基督，它更重要的是，就是一般来讲，你一个仆人对他的主人的称谓。
Okay, and the root word Where we get this word Jehovah or Yahweh or the Tetragrammaton from is Hayah. So you can see this down on the chart here. And this is the basic verb. Hayah just means to be or to exist. So this is the root, if you look at a root of a word.
那如果你从这个字根好来看的话呢，这个字的意思就是海亚。
嗯、that's right.
海亚是
Hayah just means is or to be, I guess.
就是我们讲的说 to be, 就是存在。
嗯、so keeping these things in mind, now we can have a look at these verses. So Exodus 3:14, if you remember the situation, Moses had gone up the mountain and then...God was going to call Moses to go down to Egypt for his special mission.
好，这个在出埃及记三章十四节呢，这个前面的状况就是呢，摩西到山上去，然后神跟他说，好，你要去带领你的族人从埃及离开。
And after Moses had been given his instructions, then Moses said to the Lord, the burning bush, remember it was a burning bush, he said, well, who am I going to say sent me? In other words, he's saying, what's your name? What name should I use when I tell the people that you have told me to come here?
然后在那个时候呢，他在山上，摩西看到了一个荆棘燃火虫的那个状态的时候呢，那个神跟他讲话，然后摩西就问他说，那我要告诉别人说跟我说要我去讲话的人是谁，就是是谁送把我要送出去谈讲这些话的。
And God really doesn't give a name, but he gives this very special, what do you call it, like a, it's not even a title, a phrase, an explanation maybe.
然后呢，结果神呢并没有告诉他一个名字，而是告诉了他一个句子。
So、it's actually an explanation of God's existence.
而这个句子呢，其实呢是来解释神的存在。
And the Hebrew is going to say, "Ehayah, Asher, Ehayah," and that's translated as "I am that I am." That's how they normally do it in English. "I am that I am."
That's how it is. "I am who I am."
Well, yeah, they can translate it different ways, but I'll give you a better meaning for it.
好，然后呢，神呢就对他说，我是。我应该是的，好像中文是这个意思。
Yeah, okay. We need to really look very carefully at this actually. So we'll spend a bit of time to look at what these words really mean.
好，那我们现在花一点时间呢，来把这个每一个字都解释清楚。
Okay, but just to finish off the verse here, so you get the general context. Now, God saying to Moses, "I am that I am," and then he said, "You shall say to the children, 'I am has sent me unto you.'" So I'm reading from the English. I don't know what the translation's like here.
好，就是反正因为其实那个中文讲的跟已经变得比较文学化了，就这个翻译比较文学化了哈。所以前面第一行的比较是现在直翻的，就是摩西神对摩西说：“我是那我是。”又说：“你必要对以色列人这样说。”那我是打发我到你们这里来的。
Okay, now if you can see this, Ben, you can put a ring around these three words. If you start off on this one here, that's it. Okay, so these are the three words that are going to become the Tetragrammaton, the four letters.
好，这几个字呢，被红笔圈起来的呢，就是所谓的那四个字。
Okay, and again, they're translating sort of fairly literally in the English. They're trying to make it literal, I guess. I am that, or what I am. I am that I am.
好，所以他把它在英文把它翻译的时候呢，把它翻译的比较有一点文学感。
Okay, and then when you get down to this word here, if you do this one here, okay, and then you have the word Ehayah, it's the same word, but now he's just shortened it to I am.See, before he says, the name is I am that I am, and then he says, but just say I am has sent you.
好，所以呢，他神在这整句话里面，前面说我是，那我是，好，这是一个比较所谓的四个字的说法。那后面最后呢，他又讲说要打发你去的那个人呢，他就用更简单的说法，就是我是，来简化他自我的称谓。
Okay, but we haven't finished yet. It's going to change again because at first in the previous verse, it's in the first person. God is speaking, right? The Lord is speaking. But now Moses puts it into the third person. And then it's going to change to the words that we know as those four letters. Once it becomes in the third person, then it becomes Jehovah.
好，所以当第一次神对那个摩西来讲他是谁的时候，他说我是那我是齁的时候，他是以第一人称在描述自己。后来呢，摩西他再把他再称呼告诉其他的人的时候，这个我是那我是的时候就变成了第三人称。第三人称的我是那我是就是所谓的 YHWH, 就是那个耶和华的那个真正的名字出现的时候。
So that's how you see it appear in Exodus 3:15. So this is the following verse.
好，所以呢我们看这个出埃及记三章十五节，就是刚才是十四节的下一节。
Just so you get the idea, put the red circles around every mention of it. Here in the Hebrew, it's Yehovah. So this is how you see it. And then they translate as the Lord in the Old King James, and then Jehovah in the New King James.
好，所以你看到哦，在这个三章十五节里面提到的耶和华呢，在希伯来文第一次出现是 N-I, 好像 N-I-N 那样子哈。然后后英文的这个旧的詹姆斯国王版本呢，就把它翻成 The Lord, 用大写的主哈。然后呢就是现代版的詹姆斯国王版呢，就把它直接翻成耶和华 Jehovah。
Now, we still haven't finished with this because I still haven't really explained the true meaning of the word. We're going to have to wait till Tuesday, I think, before we get more time to do that.
好，我们呢，现在讲的这个都还没有讲到这个耶和华名字的真正的意义哦，所以我们礼拜二的时候要继续讲。
Okay, so we're going to finish off now with a closing prayer.
那我们现在来先以结束祷告完成今天的课程。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the message that you provided via your word of truth.
感谢天父给我们你真理的话语。
We give thanks that through these studies we can get to know you better in order to have a very close relationship with you.
也感谢你让我们的学习中呢能够更认识你。
And that by growing in grace and the knowledge of Jesus Christ we can become better servants of you.
而经着更认识耶稣基督的这个恩典，我们希望我们可以更能够荣耀你。
And we pray that with humility we can learn how to apply these things to every situation in our lives.
那因着我们的谦卑，我们希望我们可以在各种状况中好好的运用你教导我们的。
In order that your name could be glorified through us.
而因此你的名将因为我们的行为而得到荣耀。
So we give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
我们所有的祷告是因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.